You're listening to Hattie and Nelly
on URN.
We've asked lots of weird questions. Quite a lot of these were asked in Mooch. We're going to start off slowly with the best place for a first date.
It's when you just, like, eat food. That's the best date.
Was that Southern Smith?
Nando's.
As cliche as it sounds, yeah, it'd be over someone's house, watch a film, pizza.
Sit, sitting in, watching me be eating food.
Have you ever used a pickup line?
No.
Not on purpose. Like, I've done it as a joke. I've done it to my guy mates as a joke. I've never actually used one to try and ask a girl out.
No,
I haven't.
No.
I've never used a chat line.
The weirdest place you've ever got with someone. This is the question.
Okay.
This is quite a big one. I'm quite excited for this.
I'm excited.
A forest.
This is really weird. I don't know why or how this happened, but the pulpit of an abandoned church.
A GP office. Not with a GP.
Cornfield.
In a tent.
A horse box.
The weirdest place I've ever got with someone, yeah, was in a graveyard.
Oh my god.
It really is. Joke.
On a plane.
The English Channel in Lübeck.
Have you ever asked anyone out?
Well, usually you get with someone in a club and then you'd get asked out by someone you know.
Oh my god, I don't want to be boring, but it was just, will you go out with me? Probably.
Talk to them normally, not like any specific pickup line.
Well, I wouldn't, because I actually believe they should ask me.
Yes. Do you want to go for a drink sometime? And she said yes.
It was like a mutual thing. It was like really mutual. Like, I'd never ask someone out if I didn't think they were going to go out with me, because that'd be just sad. Yeah? We go, yeah? Done. Boom.
Too much wise said.
Weirdest chat up line.
Okay, let's go for it.
Let's go for it.
Well, it was by a 50-year-old sleazy man. He was like, I think all women should wear jewellery which matches the colour of their eyes. It was creepy.
Girl, if you were a hedge, you'd be amazing. It's so bad.
Is that a ladder in your tights or a stairway to heaven?
Yes.
What was it?
There's 20 letters in the alphabet. And I'd be like, no, there's more than that. And I'd be like, oh yeah, I forgot, you are a QT. And I'm like, this is another one. And then he'll be like, I'll give you the D later.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
This is, do you have a type?
More recently, no, but yes, kind of.
It used to be goths, but I think that's gone now, and I think the only bracket is shorter than me.
Asian guys.
No, I don't think that.
I don't have a type. I mean, like, if it was the same girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly the same personality, exactly the same. Everything the same, and then the same face, but the hair colour was different, then maybe.
If someone has the same personality, the same look and everything, but a different hair colour, then he'd have a type.
Yeah, it was very weird.
You're listening to Hattie and Nelly
on URN.